Can I?
Okay, so we're back to Gittin. Ayin Ches, the Mishnah and Ayin Ches. So we started the Mishnah, right, last week?
Yes.
Okay. So there's so the case in the Mishnah, the Gemara takes up first the case of Matzoso Me'achorov, right? Matzoso Me'achorov. So what's the case of means she finds it from behind him? That's plain shot. She finds the get from behind her husband, and she reads it, and she finds that it's a get. So the Mishnah says it's not good, unless he says to her, "Raise the gitech." But the implication would be, the halacha is if he would say to her, "Hareze gitech," and she would do, she would pick it up from behind him, it should be good. So that's what the Gemara says. Ki amar lo hagitech mayhava. What do you mean? What do you mean it's not good because he didn't say hareze gitech? Even if he said it, it wouldn't be good. Why? Havale tli gitech megave kaka. And that's Aleph Beis here, right? The guy has a get on the floor in his house, and he says to her to pick up your get. So that's no good. Why is that no good? Rashi. Diboinon vinosan. Yeah. So that's not considered nesina at all. On the contrary, she's doing a lekicha. She's taking, he's not giving. So that's not considered vinosan at all. So the Gemara says that can't be the case. Can't be the case that it's on the floor literally behind him. And the Mishnah saying it's no good because he didn't tell her. No, if it was really on the floor behind him, even if he told her, it would be no good. Correct? So what's the case, guys? Someone want to take it over? Amar Rava in the Gemara. Shalafto me'achorv. So what does that mean? She pulled it out from behind him. She pulled it out from behind him. What does that mean? So the get was stuck between his belt and his waist, right? And she pulled it out from there. That's what it means, right? It doesn't mean me'achorov from behind him on the floor. It means between his belt and his waist. I don't know what difference if it was behind him or in front of him, but it was stuck in his belt, and she pulled it out. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, how does that help anything? How does that help anything to say that she pulled it out from his belt? She's also doing. He's also not doing any nesina. Yeah, this is one of these interesting questions, like. Is there really like a havamin over here? That this is a little bit better than tli gitech me'agavi karka? Or the Gemara is just saying that, you know, you need to give me some more information, otherwise it's just the same exact problem as before. I mean, there's no real havamin that this would be good, but is it an improvement or not? Blame chai is the same exact thing, no? The Gemara is just saying it's no different than before. She's still doing the lekicha. What's the difference if she's doing the lekicha from his floor? That's his rishus too. Or if she's doing the lekicha from his body, from his person.
Wait, but didn't you say something?
Okay, so the question is, is there, I mean, we know they both don't work, but is there anything better about the case where it's in his belt than where it's on the floor? I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it's tli gitech me'agavi karka when she pulls it out of his waist. Right?
If she pulled it out of his hand.
Oh, that's a good question too.
Where's teeth?
That's a strange question.
Why would that be different than a belt?
Okay. That's a good question. Right now, it would be no difference. If he just had it in his hand, that's the way we hold. If he just had it in his hand, like this, and he doesn't do anything, and she just comes over and pulls it out of his hand, there's no difference. So, okay, so good. So, but There's no difference in the final analysis, because we say he didn't give it to her. But logically, is there a closer? Is there a difference in the problem? In other words, Gil is saying there's a difference in the problem. If he takes the get and he puts it on the floor, so the get has to go from him to her, right? So now putting it on the floor is he's removing it from him. He's removing himself. He's removing the get from himself. So he's terminated any possibility of her of it being considered from him to her, because he's basically removed the situation of Nisina. The situation of Nisina requires at least that it's in his hand, or that it's in his right. So when he puts it on the floor, that's certainly no good, because he's not involved anymore. He's removed his involvement from giving it over. Now it's completely her involvement that takes it. But when he still has it in his waist, it still is on his guf. It still is, so to speak, in his yad. So it's a different problem. It's a different problem. It's not that it's not going from him to her. It's when he puts it on the ground, then it's simply not going from him to her. It's going from him to the floor. That's one complete action. That action is over. His involvement is removed, is completed. And now there's a new thing from the floor to her. It would be like if I gave it to put it into somebody else's hands, right? Not as a shliach, just gave it to someone else. And he gave it to her. So my maisa would be terminated by hanocha. My hanocha is on the karka, that's over. And now she's doing it completely, and it's not even coming from me. But at least when it's in his waist, the parties are there. It is going from him to her. But the Gemara is saying that's still not enough. It's not enough that it literally is going from him to her. There has to be what? A vinosan. So what is lacking when it goes directly from him to her? What's lacking in the vinosan? Yeah, go ahead. His involvement. His action. He has to be the Nosan. In other words, there's two things, right? Nisina, like we've been saying all along, requires two things. It requires that it goes from one Rishus to another, right? That's the effect. That's the effect, that it went from my Rishus to your Rishus. But for me to be the Nosan, it has to be that I am the one who is causing it. I'm the one who's implementing it. That's the difference between taking and giving. Who's the one who is creating that, who's causing that result? The result of the Nisina is that it goes from my Rishus to your Rishus. But who is, who's the Nosein? So he's saying, that's what the Gemara is saying. If it's Me Al Gabi Karka, then you don't even have the basic setup. It's not coming from him to her. But even if it's in his waist, so it is literally going from him to her, but you're lacking a nesina, you're lacking his involvement, you're lacking him being the baal of the maisa, the doer, the nosein. Okay? Vishalallah. Okay. So, what is the case? That he's orak lo chartze.
He made space.
No.
Move
the hip. Okam lo mosnov le hakriv lo haget. He what? He bent. Okam means to bent.
He did a little hip check.
Hip check. So he bent his hip to her. He bent his hip to her. And what? And brought it close. Brought the get close to her. And shalaf to, and she pulled it out. So it's interesting. It's not much better, right? Not much better. All we've added is what? That he's makariv it to her. He's makariv it to her. Okay, so let's take a look at the rush. He goes through this in fine detail. So he says that where is it? Right. So the Rosh explains, what does it mean? It means there's no difference then if he was holding the get in his hand, right, and he brought his hand close to her, and then she took it from his hand. Okay, as opposed to what? Oval im hoyse yado pesucha. This is what you were asking. V'aget munachas oleha. But if he had just an open hand, and the get was sitting in his hand, and she took it from there, and he didn't bring the hand any closer to her, that would not be a nesina. Ve'ena megureshes. Okay, so that's the first pshat. First pshat is what? The first pshat is what? It's not a problem that she's doing the picking up. It's not a problem that she's physically taking the get. Right? As long as he is makarivit to her. I mean, it sounds funny. Right? As long as he is makarivit to her, that's all you need. Doesn't matter that she's picking it up from his hand. But if he wasn't picking, if he was not makar of his hand, and she picked it out of his hand, that would be no good. That would be no good. Yeah. Then the Rosh says something strange. He says, "Aval im ochzo b'rosh ha'echad." He's holding it on one end. So let's say this was it. He's holding it on one end. V'hoshit lo, so he's makarev it to her. No, v'hoshit lo. V'lokachto b'rosh hasheni. Thank you. I raise that get. Davi kishol. Davi, it wasn't a happy ending. Sorry. Davi kisholafto. That's like she's pulling it out. That's no different. What is he adding over here? What is he adding over here? Why doesn't he have the simpler case? Why doesn't he have the case? I mean, why is this different than if he has the open hand, he brings it and he gives it the open hand, right? What is he adding over here?
Well, he is.
He already had the open hand case, no? He doesn't say the open hand case is. He never says the.
If it's good enough.
I said the open hand case is good.
Oka Mosnov, right. Havikilu Kiriv Law is Yod. I mean, that's the first case. He already has Kiriv Law is Yodo. Vihilokha haget misocha. That means his hand was open, right? So the only problem would be is if his hand was open and she just took it out, but he didn't bring it closer. But if, what? He's holding it on one end, and she takes it from the other, and he brings it to her, and she takes it from the other end, then it's like sholafto, dehacha.
Okay. Why is that just not a good nesina? Like, why do we have to
say it's good because he's makarev it to her.
No, I'm saying, why are we saying it's sholaf? Why can't we just say it's just, that's a normal nesina?
He's comparing it to...
It's a good question.
He's comparing it to sholafto.
Because a perfect nesina would be, what? Her hand is open and he puts it into her hand. That would be a perfect nesina. Right.
I guess here her taking is from a place where you're grabbing it.
From his grip.
Right. Before it's just muna.
Right.
Okay.
You were open to.
Okay.
What's
Matt saying the chiddush is, even though she is like pulling it out of his grip, that's no different than pulling it out of the grip of his belt.
Like you would have thought it's not a nesina gerula, you would have thought it's a nesina malisa.
No, maybe you'll say it's not good because it's like against his grip.
Oh.
Right.
It's a grab. Not a hand.
It's like a kineged. Like there's a case later on where remember we did the case a long time ago? That if you give the woman a get and you have a string that's holding on to the get,
mm-hmm.
You know that trick? And if the string is strong enough to pull the get back, then it's not considered a nesina. Okay? But there's a Tosus that says, what if she's a strong woman and she could grab the get and break the string? So he says that wouldn't be good because that would be like stealing the get.
Right. So this, you would think this would be like that, right? Like,
so that's what Matt is saying. Maybe it's like, maybe you would think it's something like that, because it's really in his grip, and she's pulling it out of his grip. But we don't say that, because he's Makarivit. All right, we have to see. This case creates a lot of confusion later on. You'll see. We'll hopefully we'll get to that confusion.
What
let's leave it right for now and just basically try to get the basics of this case. Yeah, Avi. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, so that's the first pshat. Then the Rush says, Rabbeinu Chananel interprets it differently. He explains it differently. That the get was stuck in his waistband so tightly that basically she would not be able to pull it out. Okay? It was wedged in his belt so tightly that she couldn't slip it out. Okay, go ahead. And then he constricted his waist, took in a deep breath. Vinischalcha means like it got loosened up. Vinotloso, and then she pulled it out. So in other words, he's learning like this, that he did something to allow her to remove the get from his grip. He made it takeable. He made it takeable. If you wanted to use a normal case, it would be if it was in his grip, and then he opened his hand. That would be the normal. That would be the normal, scenario of this idea. Okay. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. Go ahead. That's like he gave it to her. Now let's get what does this all mean? Go ahead. Venira. Wait, what would be no good? It would be no good if it was loose to begin with. Even if he was makarivit to her, it would seem it'd be no good. Right? It would also be no good if it was on his open hand and he just brought it to her.
Right.
On a platter. Go ahead.
The near the gam hu tsarach lomar le peirusho shekirav atzmo aleha.
Ah, that's a big chiddush now. Now he's saying Rabbeinu Chananel himself only said one thing. Apparently, he only explained that it means that he loosened his belt effectively. And he turned it from, and he made it takeable. But the Rush is inserting into the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel that he must also mean that he's makarivit to her. Because the Rush is convinced, the imlo kein, im hoya haget, sogor biyodo, posach yodo v'not loso, have gita. Yeah. I don't know what the proof of that, what that proves, but he says, because otherwise, if the guy is grabbing the get, and he just opens it, and she takes it, that would be good, because it's exactly the same, that's the corollary of the case. But for some reason, the Rush is learning that even Rabbeinu Chananel must have the phenomenon of being mekarevit to her. And although he explains the main feature of this case is that he's qualitatively turning it into a case where it's takeable, he must also mean that he's makarivit to her. He must. Why? Because otherwise, if it was in his closed hand and he opened it and she took it, it would be good. Apparently, the Rush says that can't be. But where does he get that from? It's not clear. But anyway, what does it mean? He tries to define the machlokas.
Lahach perusha im haisi yado pesucha the karva alaha the not loso lo havehita.
That's right. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that's the nafkamina. According to the first way of learning, if it's in his open hand, and he moves it to, and he moves the hand to her, and she takes it from his hand, that's good, correct. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not good unless it was what in his closed hand. He moved his closed hand to her. And then opened it. Why? Go ahead. He needs two things. Rabbeinu Chananel requires two things. He's trying to define what is loosening the belt halachically. What does that do? What is opening the hand halachically? That's being a misayaya binatilasa. So he has to assist her in her taking. It's very funny, right? He has to assist her in her taking. And what? And be makariv to her.
How are you not assisting when you're being makariv?
But, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, how much more helpful can you be if you have an open hand and you go like this? No. You've got to have a closed hand. Go like this and then open it. I mean, right? Are those the facts? Let's make sure we got the facts straight.
Yeah.
That's the second thing.
But according to the first shita, you just have to be makariv. Right? You don't have to be Messiah ibn Tilasa. So the Rambam seems to learn like the first way. I think if you look at the Rambam, he doesn't say anything about being Mitzamsei Mosnov or anything like that. He just has Okam. Just says that you move your waist in. Alright. So let's just think about how this works in any way. If she is doing the taking, in the end of the day, as they say, it got into her Rishus because she took it. So why is it good to begin with? In any way, shape, and form. He did not do the effective action of putting it into her rishus.
You have to say this is a form of anisya.
I mean, it seems to me, let's just make one step. The Rush says that even though Rabbeinu Hananel says it's a case where he's mitzamsei mosnah, the Rush says it must be that he was makariv. Right? So it seems like the Rush is learning that being makarev is really essential. They're arguing everyone has to agree on being makarev. That he holds that's indispensable. But do you also need to be misayeya b'niti lasa? Right? So what is makarev? I mean, it's a funny thing. What did he really do? It's really funny. I mean... He moved his hand close. Did you see the Aruch HaShulchan?
Yeah.
He has this funny thing. He says, being makarev is not a maisa, really. He tries to, like, by kudshim, the Gemara says, not a maisa. He tries to work in some thing, but he's bothered by the fact that what?
Doesn't make the problem worse.
Yeah. Let's think about Nesina again. What is Nesina? Nesina means it's going from one Rishus, from the Baal, from the Ish, and it's a transfer to the Rishus of the Isha. Okay? And we're saying it has to be his transfer. He has to be the agent. He has to be considered that he's doing the that he's the one who's doing it. Okay. But what are the steps in practice? What are the steps that are going to be required? What are the steps that are necessary to effectuate the transfer? So obviously, it has to be brought to her rishus, and then placed into it. I mean, physically, that's just the way it is. They're not joined. They're not. Their rishus are not joined together. They're not. Contiguous rishus. Mm-hmm. So he has to bring it to her rishus, and then there has to be the change of its change from his rishus to rishus. It has to be a placing it into his rishus. It has to be makarev it and then place it. Yeah.
So if not in your rishus?
Wait one second. So let's start with a simple case. So if he's holding it in his hand and he says, come here and take the get, right? So then we'll say, well, she's doing all of the elements of the transfer. All he's doing is authorizing it. But what is he authorizing? He's authorizing her maisa lekicha, Just telling her to do something is not doesn't change the character of the Maisa. Now it comes out that he's completely passive. In terms of the get, he's not doing anything, right? And she's coming and doing the entire transfer herself. So that's definitely no good.
She even brought the two
Rishiyas
together.
So what they're learning, let's take the first sheet. The first sheet is saying that what? That as long, since it's a process of transfer, and the process of transfer requires first the Rishiyos be brought to each other, and then there be a shift of the Chefter from one to the other. As long as he's maschil the process, then he is the one who is considered to be effectuating the ultimate change. It's considered to be his process of Nesina. He doesn't have to be involved in the actual change, and he doesn't have to be involved in the points where the Rishus actually changes. As long as in any process, if you're maschil the process, then we consider it to be that you're effectuating the ultimate outcome. So it doesn't mean that she can't be involved, but it has to be considered to be that he is the initiating it, and therefore it's considered to be his Maisa Nesina that is being put into action. Whose Nesina is she completing? She's completing his Nesina, because he started it, he initiated it, and he did the necessary steps for the actual change of ownership to take place. Okay? That's really the first shita. That's all that, it's not an idea that she can't play a role, but she has to play a role. She can play a role as long as she's not defining the process as her own. So as long as he's makarev it to her, he's defining that this get is on a journey to her, and then she can take it in for the landing. But he has to be the one who defines the process. So it's not really a din of vinosan that he has to be the sole person. It's just that it has to be his process. And it's a funny thing. It's this area in Gittin I find very interesting, just from a point of view of thinking about how to approach a sugya. It's the type of problem where we tend in this shir and this shiva sometimes to focus on defining very precisely a very limited phenomenon. Well, let's define this phenomenon, define this particular piece. And it's an interesting thing over here, because if you try to define it like Nesina alone, and you try to break it down, and you say, well, where is it really, when is it really going from him to her? You sort of put the focus on that final step of from him to her, and it becomes difficult. Well, ultimately, it's not given to her until it's transferred. So he should have to actually do that transfer. But when you think about the Nesina in its context, as part of the whole idea of giving a get, really, like we've been saying, giving a get is really he has to deliver to her a certain message, basically. He's delivering to her a certain statement, like a summons. Like we've compared it in the past to giving a person a summons, that you're serving him with papers that he's being sued. It's very similar. Now, logically, it's very similar. They don't have to care to accept it, certainly, but it has to be delivered to them. And And you would say, I mean, if you just think about it, it's like a funny kind of, it's an interesting kind of thing to me. If you think about it in just like a common sense, which we try not, we try to always try to have more of a, you know, sophisticated halachic definition. But it makes sense when you step back and you think about what are you really doing. You know, basically, it's a delivery to her. The nosan means it must be delivered to her. So if the guy comes, the delivery man comes, and he brings it to her, and she takes it from his hand, would you say, well, he didn't deliver it to her? Of course not. But if he calls her up, says, hey, it's UPS, I got a package for you, want to come and pick it up? You say, you know, that's not a delivery. So it's funny, it's an interesting thing. You know, we tend to try not to make recourse to common sense, you know, intuitive type of gut feelings about things. But it's the type of sugya that if you try to break it down into its little pieces too much, you lose the context of what the whole thing is about. And nesina in the context of a delivery of a message, the ikar is that he's makarev it to her. The ikar is that he brings it to her. The culmination of the bringing is like you were saying, you were intuitively saying something like that. That it's the bringing to her that really is the ikar. Right? It's the culmination of the bringing to her is when she grabs it and she takes it. That's the culmination of the delivery. In other words, if you break it down just rishus to rishus, you'll say, well, nothing really happened until it was at the borderline between their rishus. Who cares about the makariv? That's all history. But we're saying no, it's not true. That whole process, that is the ikar of the whole thing. That he must be the one who is delivering to her. So therefore the Rush is so convinced about that, that's the ikar of the whole concept, that he's saying even Rabbeinu Hananel's extra thing that he has to be Messiah, we'll think about that in a minute, what that is, says that can't remove the need for him to actually be delivering it to her. Right?
I think I was saying
we can now, in other words, what we're saying, since being Makarev is part of the Maisa of Nesina, then we can define the whole process from the beginning of the from being Makariv. If Makariv was just like a Hechsher, like you say, you need a sharp knife to do Shechita, but the sharpening the knife is not the process, is not part of the process of Shechita, right? That's a Hechsher. Over here we're not saying bringing it to her is simply a Hechsher to the Nesina, which is just jumping from his rishus to her rishus. If Makarev was simply a Hechsher and nothing really happens until the split second of it going from his rishus to her rishus, so then she's doing everything. Right? Over here the idea of Nesina is that he must take something that he has and bring it to her and deliver it to her and inform her of it via the his maisa of publishing it, as they say. So that requires being makariv it. It's a piece of information that starts with him. It's his. It's personal. It's private. It's nothing to do with it. It's all a creation of his. He has to now make it a reality to her. That's the ikar of get. That he takes his intention, hareyat, mugureshously, whatever it is, that's his intention, and he has to now make it a reality to her. So it requires a taking from him and a bringing to her. And then it culminates when she actually receives it. But that's the culmination of the process of going from his something that's his to her yediyah. So they're learning, as long as he's at the beginning, as long as it's a process that he starts, then the actual final effective moment doesn't matter, because it's all his process already. So she can be involved as long as she doesn't turn it into her process. That's the only thing.
And then the details will follow.
In other words, let me give you an example. If I would say that if the halacha was that he has to be the makne, right, that he has to be makne the get to her, that's the din, then I would say it's no good. If she's taking, then she's the kona. It's not a technical matter of mekahu memkar. It's not like kiddushin. By kiddushin, he has to make the kinyan. So would it help if he brought the money and opened his hand and she took it? I don't think that would be good. He has to be makna. Okay, whatever. Maybe that is good. But the point is that he has to be the makna and she can't be the kona. Then you would look at the moment that the kinyan is chal and you say, who's affecting this kinyan? That's not what we're saying. We're saying that it's not a mekachu memkar on a piece of paper. It's the delivery of a message, really. That's what the process is. It's the delivery of a message. Now, of course, in order for it to be complete, it has to be received, right? Like you were saying. But that doesn't mean you can boil the whole Mesiras HaGet down to the moment of Kinyan. There's the process of bringing is just as much a part of delivering the message as the completion of it. And on the contrary, it's even more important because it gives a character to the whole, to everything that follows. Everything now that follows is the fulfillment of his delivery. She can be involved too. Yeah. Doesn't sound very brisker, this one. He says, Zeh shenemar v'torah v'nosim b'yada, ein inyin ha-kosev ela she'yagia ha-get lo. When the Torah says v'nosim b'yada, all it means is that it gets to her. You understand? It's not the type of system. In these halachos, you shouldn't try to break it down into these very discrete things. It's a process, and you have to look at the whole process. If you try to break it down into discrete components, you're going to distort what those components are. They don't exist on their own, and they exist differently within a process. Okay? So what's the only question, though, for Rabbeinu Hanano?
Can I ask a question before that?
As they say. Yeah, so what is... So now, Adas Sachi, what is the, basically, what's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chanan? Without getting too definitive over here, what is he saying? He's saying it's not enough that he starts the process. It's not enough for him to be considered the no-sane simply because he's initiating the whole process. He's learning he also has to be involved in the actual transfer. You understand? He's learning that it's a two-step process. And it's not enough that he's the beginning of the process. Since there's another qualitative element to the process, he has to be like a maschil in both. So he has to make it a netila roi. He has to make it possible for netila too. Then you can say he's the maschil, he's haskolas netila. So he has to be the mekarev, because otherwise there's no inyan of delivery. But that's not enough. Because since delivery has a qualitative component in the end of actual nesina, of actually the effective moment, it's not enough just for him to author the initiation. He also has to have an authorship in that final process. So it has to be, it's a funny thing, but it has to be dafka, that he's doing a maisa that makes her nesina possible. Then he's considered to be involved in all the elements of the concept of the delivery. I will think about it a little more detail tomorrow. Yeah. That new qualitative actually. Or you could put it another way. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, he has to be mafkia her from all of it. According to the Rambam, it's enough if he gives his shame to the beginning of it. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, no, she has to be removed from both parts. But let's think about it a little more.